How to have gratitude in your business and give back. It's all about charity on today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, former TV guy, spent many years on the other side of the camera. Well, on a broadcast camera. And now I get to do this and help you build financial freedom and help you build passive income. And you know, if you've been following us for quite a while, an important part of our business is giving back, charity. In fact, if you visit our website, you go to morrisinvest.com/charity, you'll see that it's a big part of our company. I've got a special guest on the show today. He's become a dear friend over the years. I'm talking about Major Dan Rooney. He's the founder of Folds of Honor Foundation, a fighter pilot with 3 combat tours in Iraq, the founder of the Patriots Golf Club, a PGA professional, and the author of the book, A Patriot's Calling, Living Life Between Fear and Faith. And he's just a fantastic guy, one of the nicest possible guys you can meet. And we've become friends over the years, and I wanted to have him here on the show as we've partnered with Folds of Honor on our website to be able to give back. Dan, great to see you, my friend.
Clayton, honored to be with you today, all the way from Owosso, Oklahoma, hence the headgear coming to you live from our little two-horse town.
So if you're listening to the audio version of this and not the video version, I've got my Phillies hat on and you've got a good cowboy hat on out there in Oklahoma. Good to see you, my friend.
Great to be with you and excited to catch up.
So, you know, you and I go back a number of years, obviously the years that I spent on television having you on, and I got to see you give birth to Folds of Honor. And to be a part of our broadcast on, you know, regular mornings on a regular basis to help give back to families of those who have fallen on the front lines for this country. So first of all, for our audience that has no idea who Dan Rooney is, tell us a little bit about your background and how you started Folds of Honor.
Well, I had this crazy dream, Clayton, when I was about 13 years old, and I told my dad I wanted to be a golf pro and a fighter pilot. And for whatever it's worth, I'm a rare bird, the only guy in the history of this country to put things together, and you know, still doing both things. I'm a PGA club professional now, and still flying fighter jets out of Eglin Air Force Base in Destin, Florida. And but along the walk, I always say, you know, your dreams and God's dreams rarely align as he laughs at us and our human plans. And I got back from my second of 3 tours of duty in Iraq and had a moment of synchronicity. I define it as chance with a purpose. When God puts, experience or a person in your path that changes your trajectory. And this time it was not in the cockpit of a fighter jet, but instead on a commercial airliner headed from Chicago O'Hare to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it was one of those dark, delayed spring nights. So I've been stuck in the airport for a while and finally got on the flight. And I noticed a corporal in dress army greens in first class. And I didn't think much of it. Pressed on back to coach. And about an hour and a half later, we landed in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And at this point, it's around midnight, and the captain comes over the PA and makes an announcement that we're carrying the remains of Corporal Brock Buckland on the flight who'd been killed in Iraq, and his identical twin brother, Corporal Brad Buckland, had brought him the 7,000 miles home. And the captain made another request that everybody stay in their seats until Brock's remains have been removed from the right cargo hold. And that night I saw the other side of war, Clayton. I've certainly seen firsthand that freedom isn't free, but never the intimate side as I watched the Buckland family on the darkest night of their lives, including his 4-year-old son. Oh. And as the ceremony finished itself up, I grabbed my backpack and I stood up and I was shocked to see that more than half the people had gotten off the plane, you know, despite the captain's request to stay in their seats. And, they were just going home to climb under that blanket of freedom that we'll all sleep under tonight, courtesy of Brock Buckland. The over 1 million veterans who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I felt a calling from God in that moment. I am certain of that, you know, a decade removed from that flight. And we started an organization called Folds of Honor above our garage here in a small town, America, Oklahoma. And since that point, we've awarded now over 20,000 scholarships to spouses and children who've had somebody killed or disabled, and our scholarships are educational based. They're $5,000 a year. They go from first grade all the way through college, and you know, deployed north of $110 million since we started this walk. And I will again tell you that there's only one logical explanation for this, and it's when you're on the right path that, you know, a higher force conspires for you, you know, whatever your belief matrix is. But this beautiful irony that I've learned is that when you reach out to help someone, you're actually the one being helped. So it has been an incredible ride.
So something stayed with you in that moment too, that you noticed half of the people got up, and that maybe is just as powerful as the other side of this, right? Being compelled. How has that view shifted? Have you noticed that, right? I guess what I'm getting at is, I think you start to notice gratitude. You start to notice places of abundance. You start to notice kindness. And if you start to focus on abundance and kindness and love, more of that comes into your life. Has that stayed with you in that way?
Yeah, it's so funny, you know, and I've gotten this question a few times, like, what would you do if you saw some of those people that got off that airplane? And I think my answer is a little contrarian, and that I would say thank you, because they were a divine part of that moment, right? And that moved me to action. And I completely agree with you. You become what you do. And I have evolved in, you know, such spiritual ways over the last decade of my life that I never would have by doing good. But all, you know, when you throw out numbers, 1,000 recipients starting above your garage, it conjures up these kind of, you know, incredible stories of success. But I think that the greatest attribute, and the thing I'm most proud of at Fold, is, you know, all the struggles and trials that we've gone through. And in this world that seems often divided, right, if we turn on the news, I think the real common denominator is, you know, everybody's struggling. And the beauty that I found in the struggle is that when you're focused on other people and using your talents or something bigger than yourself, your struggles tend to go away, or at least they're not near as acute as those people who focus solely on themselves. So you're absolutely right.
Today's episode is brought to you by SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Now listen, shipping and mailing from your desk has never been simpler than with SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. We started using them last year, and it's just been a game changer. For $4.99 a month, you can send envelopes, flats, packages right from your desk, and you're back to business in no time. Look, I know we have a lot of small business owners that listen to this show. If you're a new real estate investor, et cetera, it doesn't matter. You're a broker, real estate agent. You need to send a lot of stuff. And that's where SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes comes in. And guess what? For being a listener of this show, the Investing in Real Estate podcast listener, you're going to receive a free 30-day trial. Just to get started, check it out. A free 10-pound scale. You're also going to get for free. You're going to get a free scale and free 30-day trial just to ensure that you never overpay. So you got to check it out. So you can save time, you can save money on mailing and shipping with SendPro Online. It starts at just $4.99 a month, $4.99. And you can also qualify for special U.S. Postal Service rates for letters and priority shipping, which is so cool. So it kind of locks you into certain rates, which is really cool. You can calculate exact postage online, and you have that scale right there. So you can print right from your PC. So that's always one of my big frustrations about going to the post office, is dealing with, well, I don't have the right weight. I don't know how much this is going to weigh. So then I got to wait and take it there and wait in that long line. You don't have to do that anymore. So here's what you do. You go to PB, that's PB.com/Clayton, PB.com/Clayton, like Pitney Bowes, PB, PB.com/Clayton to access this special offer for free 30-day trial, plus that free 10-pound scale just to get started. That's PB.com/Clayton. Experience shipping made simple with a free trial of SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Thanks, guys. And we only have so much time on this earth to begin with. We're all here as part of a soul journey. I truly believe that. We're here to learn and grow. And if you're not growing, then why are you here? Right? We have an opportunity in this physical space, this physical body, to learn some key lessons in our life. And you have opportunities, I think, multiple times in your life to grab that sword of courage and kind of run towards the battle or bury your head in the sand, right?
Yeah, the parable of the talents, right?
We're all right, the talents, exactly.
Ultimately, I think our accountability is going to boil down to simply that is, you know, what did you do with those talents you were given to have a positive impact, you know, on your life, your family, but also the people around you? And Folds is just this incredible vessel that has given, you know, millions of people an opportunity to have a positive impact out of just the daily life that we live. And obviously that, you know, that's what brought us together, Clayton.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I remember my son's very first donation. My wife and I read a book a number of years ago by Ron Lieber, New York Times author of the book, How Not to Raise a Spoiled Child or something like that. And, you know, he talks about in the book having three jars set up so your kids can really understand money. A giving jar, and you see through it. So you can see the money sitting in it. A save jar and a spend jar. And that if you get $3, you divide it evenly between those jars. And my son's very first donation was to Folds of Honor, going on the website and making that donation a number of years ago. And it's an important part of our family. It's an important part of everything that we do in our business. At the beginning of every month, we make a charitable donation as the first check that we write. Before anything, it's the very first thing that we do at the beginning of every month. And it's an important part, I think, of setting the tone for the month and the year, that we're not keeping this money. It's flowing through us. We don't get to hold on to it. We want to share it. And when you do that, it kind of lifts all boats. Talk about this idea of charity. Were you always a charitable person, or did this shift also help you?
Oh, I think it totally changed my life. I know it did. And everybody looks for this, you know, you talk about this word fulfillment. And in a world where everybody's searching for happiness, which, by the way, I think is virtually unattainable on a daily basis. And the more you chase happiness, the more unhappy you're likely to be. But that's not what God calls us to be, is happy. He calls us, again, to use our talents and to find fulfillment. And I use the word fulfillment, but envision the F-U-L-L is capital, full. And what are you filling yourself up with on a daily basis? And there was a tremendous void in my life, waking up and consciously using my time and talent to help other people's and to help other individuals. And that has fulfilled me at amazing levels. And people, you know, walk around and they're sad, they're depressed, they don't have any energy. And then, you know, you look at your last 24 hours and, you know, you had fried chicken and you drank beer and, you know, you binge watched, you know, some show, and you wonder why you're not fulfilled. We become what we do. And every day inventorying how we're spending that time that we're given, and how we're deploying those talents to make a difference. And it has completely changed my life as I've unlocked this incredible irony, again, that when you reach out to help someone, that you're actually the one being helped.
Today's episode is brought to you by one of my favorite sponsors, The Great Courses. Oh yeah, you guys are all lifelong learners, right? That's why you listen to the show. You want to feed your brain and grow and learn new skills. Well, that's where The Great Courses comes in, because school, you know, look, school was about learning practical stuff, right? Marketable skills. But deep down, we still love dinosaurs, space exploration, painting, playing music. Lucky for us, there's The Great Courses Plus. This service offers a huge library of audio and visual courses on just about any topic you can imagine. And they're all delivered by experts who present the material in a way that's both fun and fascinating. They're experts in this. They explore everything from the mysteries of human behavior or the art of argumentation. Like how can you argue? There's a course on that. To writing great fiction or learning a new language. And with the Great Courses Plus, you can learn on any device and completely on your schedule. It's so great too, because if you don't feel like watching the courses and you just want to take a walk for 45 minutes, you can download just the audio versions and just walk and listen. Especially when it comes to language, right? That's a great way to learn a new language. And I want you to check out a course you have to check out. And I'm a huge photography fan, and I love traveling, and I love being able to catalog and capture landscapes, waking up at, you know, sunrise or sunset when you get that golden hour light, or just portraits of the family, right? You want to be better about it. You want to learn how to take better photos. Well, the Fundamentals of Photography course is fantastic. It's really good because it's from a National Geographic photographer. And I just got my brand new camera about a month ago. I got the Sony A7 III, which I've been shooting. If you see our YouTube channel, Morris Invest YouTube channel, you'll see that I've been using that new camera for a lot of new content. But it's an amazing still camera as well. And I want to know how to use it better. I want to know how to make sure that I'm not, you know, I'm exposing things properly. I'm getting the right light on the eyes of a subject if I'm taking portraits of my kids. So I've been enjoying this fantastic new course from the award-winning National Geographic photographer. I mean, you can take better photos for anything, for work, for family events. If you just do birthday parties, you're not out taking big mountain landscape photos or bald eagles flying around. There's something in this course for everyone, even if it's just about composing a shot better. You know, here's a little trick that I learned. Like, you know, a lot of parents will take photos of their kids standing up, looking down at the kid. That's wrong. You need to get down to their eye level. That's how you get that magic. If you're above looking down, that's like a 3-foot height difference. Looks like terrible. It's terrible, right? So that's just a little tip and trick that you can learn from a great National Geographic photographer who gets down on his knees into the dirt to capture the eyes of a great animal. So you've got to check it out. I want you to go check it out right now. The Great Courses Plus, I want that to be your go-to source for lifelong learning. And guess what? For a limited time, they're offering my listeners a free full month of unlimited access to their entire library. So take something on your vacation this summer. To access this special offer, you must sign up using my special URL. Here's how you get the special URL. Start your free month trial today. Check out all the courses. TheGreatCoursesPlus.com/investing. That's the URL. It's TheGreatCoursesPlus.com/investing. That's TheGreatCoursesPlus.com/investing. Thanks, guys.
So let's talk about the helping and what Folds of Honor does for the family of those who have been killed or injured in battle. What does Folds of Honor do for scholarships? How is that structured? And how, when someone goes to our website, if they go to morrisinvest.com/charity and they see the Folds of Honor banner there and they can click on that and donate some money, what does that go to do?
Well, first, the why. People have an idea, and it's a big secret, I think, in this country that there's almost 2 million dependents, so spouses and children who've had someone either killed or disabled in Iraq and Afghanistan, and over 9 out of 10 get no federal education assistance. Now, I think most people are shocked when they hear that, right? Our government should be doing more. They could be doing more, but you know, I would contend that everything's not up to our government in this country. And there's less than 1% that wake up every day and put the military uniform on, willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice. And the other 99% can ensure that their families aren't left behind on the field of battle. And Folds of Honor, first and foremost, honors the sacrifice that had been made by our military men and women. But we do that by making sure that their legacy, their children, their spouse have an opportunity to get an education and pursue their dreams that their parents fought so nobly for. And our scholarships, as I mentioned, $5,000 a year. They go from first grade all the way through college. So we're literally picking up these families in their darkest moment and bringing this light of hope, letting them know that their country cares about them, the sacrifice that they made, and saying, hey, we got your back. We're going to make sure that you get an education and you can go out and pursue the dreams that your family fought so hard to ensure for all of us.
That's great. So we're looking at over 20,000 scholarships, over $100 million given out. That's amazing. I mean, unbelievable. And, you know, I love that you've also been able to merge these passions too with golf. So tell us about what you've been able to do with Folds of Honor, helping people, but also getting to play some rounds of golf as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, number one, it's, you know, when you talk about those numbers, it's a God thing. But when I started this above my garage, I mean, against all odds, does not begin to describe the humble beginnings of Folds of Honor. And I turned to my two favorite things, Clayton, or two of them, golf and beer. And so I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. And but I was like, hey, what the heck? Combine your passions again with what you're doing. And we have raised, you know, over $50 million through the game of golf. We have a national fundraiser called Patriot Golf Day over Labor Day weekend, where literally thousands of golf courses and PGA golf professionals like myself accept donations from regular golfers who are throwing in an average of $5 a person. But that'll generate $8 or $10 million a year. And then I think for us, you know, we got business owners that are listening. And one of the other keys at Folds of Honor that we really unlocked early on was cause marketing, which is different than straight philanthropy. And I went up and I talked to the Budweiser, because I love their Super Bowl commercials, and actually cold called them in St. Louis. And the first meeting didn't go too well. They were like, hey, you got to understand, we get hundreds of requests a day from charities, and this probably is never going to happen. Don't waste your time or money coming back. But I figured out early on, Clayton, in this journey of life, we're defined every day by what we do when things don't go our way. It's pretty easy. You distill it down to those moments in your life.
Absolutely.
And I go back every 6 months for almost 3 years. Back to St. Louis, the Anheuser-Busch, and I keep ringing their doorbell. And I finally get a meeting with their CEO, David Peacock, and we had a great time together. He's a University of Kansas grad like myself. But he said, hey, Major Dan, he's like, I'd love to help Folds of Honor, but I need to sell more Budweiser. And that was the start of this mutually beneficial relationship of accountability on both sides, which is what a partnership is really about. And they replaced the iconic Budweiser logo with stars and stripes on 12-ounce cans. And they said, hey, we're going to put 2 months' worth of circulation in, and we'll see if it helps us sell beer. And they sold more beer in those couple months than they had in any 10-year period prior to that. And
love it.
Yeah, I know. And so Anheuser-Busch now is, you know, we're their official charity. They've donated over $16 million, funded over 3,000 scholarships. And I was just in New York last week on your old show, Fox and Friends, kicking off the summer campaign around the Folds of Honor give back. And they give $1 for every case of Discovery Reserve, which is a limited release Budweiser recipe. For the summer, and we'll raise millions of dollars through them activations in Major League Baseball and the NBA. And it's a real important part, I think, in the social consciousness of big business and small business. But to your point, the first check you write every month is giving back, and we're so thankful that you support Folds of Honor. But I think it ties back to, you know, our the godly calling. But I also think it ties back to it's required. You got to stand for something more than making money. And when you do that, good things happen.
Absolutely. 100%. Couldn't agree with you more on that. And I think you're absolutely right about being defined by those dark, difficult moments in your life. Look back on a real difficult year that we had. And these are the defining moments of your life and what you do with those things. Either you bury your head in the sand, or you pick up that sword and you show signs of courage like you did by going back to St. Louis and standing for these families, which is amazing. So this summer, as you're celebrating, or heck, any time of the year, grab a case of Budweiser and celebrate, and grab that limited edition case so you can give back as well and have some fun around the barbecue as well.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy call to duty right there.
Right.
Bring some fresh cold Discovery reserves and change lives. Even I am up for that one.
Well, good stuff, Dan. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you are home for just a little while. You travel so much and you do so much. So I don't want to take up more of your time being able to kick back on your own couch for a few days while you get to relax and see the family. So much love to you, Dan. I want to remind everyone to go to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com/charity in order to donate today and sign up. And you can get on a repeating cycle. So every month you just make a donation that comes right out of your account and you can give back to those who need it most and really change lives. Dan, any final thoughts and anything you want to say about where people can connect?
No, I mean, obviously, foldsofhonor.org, but Clayton, more importantly, thank you to you. I'm glad that God put us on this walk. We're still on this walk, continuing the fight, and just a real honor to spend a little time with you and all your followers out there. And Freedom Ain't Free, I'll be going supersonic in a jet tomorrow. So out of Oklahoma and down to Florida. But a big salute, my brother.
Well, thank you, Dan. And Major Dan Rooney, everyone. Am I right? Two-time Top Gun winner? Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I got lucky.
Top Gun. That was like my childhood dream. Want you to know. How do you feel, by the way? I got to let you know, they're working on a Top Gun sequel. How do you feel about that?
I feel great. Budweiser is a big part of the movie.
Really?
And we're crossing our fingers that Folds of Honor may get included, but we'll see. I can't wait. I know the guy that is doing all the military liaison work out there at Top Gun with him, and he said it is a great script, and it's going to be a super sequel to the original Top Gun, which is why I'm a fighter pilot. Crazy to say.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, that's a good little tidbit. Thank you for that nugget. Thank you, Major Dan Rooney. Great to see you, my friend. And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing and pushing us over the 13 million download mark. We really appreciate it. And, you know, this episode is all about gratitude, and charity is an important part of that. To create more abundance in your life, try giving back. Wake up every morning and try to serve other people. That's the first thing you do when you wake up. How can I serve other people? You're well on your way, my friends. We'll see you next time here on The Big Show. Now go out there, take action. Do something for somebody else today. We'll see you next time.